What is Take the Capital?
Take the Capital is an explicit anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist solidarity action that will be happening in conjunction with actions that are happening internationally as well as actions that are happening in Kananaskis to protest against the magnitude of the G8.
As you probably know, the G8 summit was originally supposed to take place in Ottawa, and Chrétien wanted more than anything to avoid the protesters, and so he's moved it to Kananaskis, to a secluded village where actually no one lives, in order to avoid protesters. So the action in Ottawa is to say, you know, no matter where you go, we are going to hit the places of power and make sure that our voices are and our concerns are heard.
And the specifics of it is to give an opportunity for people in the north east region of North America to come together in a local initiative to send a very strong and clear message of opposition against the G8.
So who's organizing? Who's behind all of this?
There's a number of organizations from Guelph to Peterborough, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, who have organized under an anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist banner for this action.
And when you talk about anti-capitalist and anti-imperialist, I know that one of the call to action has kind of made that fairly specific. Does that mean that people who don't necessarily identify as such, you know, are barred from taking part in all of this?
I think the basis of unity is to give people a clear sense of what the organizing principles for the action are, and to be explicit so that people know what they're walking into. Everyone is welcome to come and participate in the action and encouraged to. What the organizers are trying to do, though, is be very clear and upfront that this is a particular political project. The idea of protesting the G8, we have specific reasons for protesting the G8, and in organizing under an anti-capitalist banner, what we're trying to do is start to specify why we're opposed to the G8, why we're opposed to the FTAA, the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, and moving our sort of general anti-globalization movement to something more specific.
Okay. So when is all of this going to be taking place?
The specific 2 days of action will be happening in Ottawa from June 26th and 27th, and obviously there are events leading up to that. I mean, one of the most recent events took place in Montreal on April 27th for the Minister of Labour meeting, and there was a specific anti-capitalist, anti-imperialist action that was there, and as well there is going to be a consulta held later on in May during the weekend of May 25th and 26th. So there is also a lot of organizing meetings that are taking place specifically for those individuals, groups, collectives, or clusters that have signed on to the Basis of Unity that will be responsible to help organize the general events for the 2 days. And the way that the 2 days are set up is that the first day will be a day of direct action, and the second day will first be a popular convergence where all individuals involved will converge in a particular area and then move out from there and continue on with direct action.
What is the sort of goal around organizing all of this?
A lot of people in the anti-globalization movement are sort of tired of the summit hopping that we've fallen into, and what we're trying to do is develop our capacity as local activists and regional activists, those networks of activists, to fight neoliberal capitalism in our own backyards. As people know, in Ontario, the Ontario Common Front has played a leading role developing that sort of political project here in Ontario, and other activists around the country are doing that. The goal of, my understanding of one of the goals of Take the Capital is to start to articulate a very specific anti-capitalist project within the anti-globalization movement. So that's what people should expect, and that's what the purpose of the Basis of Unity is.
I would just add along with that a very specific message that will be created through this action is a very strong opposition to both imperialism and the war that's happening in Afghanistan as well as Palestine.
Okay. If our listeners want to get involved or want to be a part of Take the Capital, what can they do?
Well, I mean, the first step is we are a the regional committee that is part of Mobilization for Global Justice in Toronto, and we have our own email. So the best way to sort of get involved and to find out when we're meeting is to send us an email, and the email address is toronto2@hotmail.com. And through that email address, we will be able to provide essential information in terms of how to book a seat on the bus, because Mob for Glob is providing transportation at cost, which is a sliding scale of $30 to $60. And buses will be leaving on June 25th and returning on the 27th. But more importantly, we need people to spread the message, put up posters, and start mobilizing within your own communities.
It's important that people know what they're walking into, and the best way to do that is to come out to meetings and find out what the plans are.